Welcome to Desert Talk. What a time to be alive. This is, everything's weird. I'm trying to stay positive and, you know, I mean, we're going to be quarantined for quite some time. And a lot of people are fortunate to be quarantined with other people, which I'm sure gets tiresome at some point, but it's interesting going through this alone, you know? There's just a, you know, I'm mostly feeling better from whatever it was that I had. It might have just been a head cold. It might have been corona. I don't know. So you just bear with me. I still got like this post-nasal drip that's just annoying, and it pops up just without warning. You know, I blow my nose once and then just comes back again like 5 minutes later. And with no sign of it returning, and then I'm just left here to like hawk loogies, and so I will have to pause this recording periodically, probably. I am, you know. So let me get right into it. I'm really sick of seeing all this shit on social media, Instagram, Facebook, my parents texting me. Memes and videos about toilet paper. People, there is no toilet paper shortage. Do you have any, like, I saw another video, my friend sent me this video on, like, of some guy who actually did the math of the amount of toilet paper you actually need. And it's absurd that people are hoarding it. Because, I mean, yeah, sure, the places, like, Walmart's been sold out of toilet paper for a while, but I don't know if they've been restocking it, and then people just come in and buy it out, or if there is actually a little bit of a shortage. But the point is, nobody needs to be fucking freaking out about it. You know, you could do what I did. I bought a bidet. I went on HelloTushy.com, and I got the standard bidet, and you know, And unfortunately, I uncovered a problem with my own toilet. It's going to be difficult for me to hook it up. Basically, I need to, I might need to replace the toilet fill valve, in order to get the attachable bidet to actually work. It's a whole thing. There's just a lot of sediment buildup, and it won't come unscrewed, which I need it to if I'm going to actually attach the thing that's designed to save me toilet paper. And ultimately, it's just better hygiene to spray water on your dirty asshole than to wipe it with dry paper. Wet wipes are good as long as they're, you know, flushable and do okay in a septic tank, but yeah, I just stop with the memes. They're not funny. It's overexposed. It's just, I mean, because so many of them are cheesy. And it's like you have these fucking boomers trying to be YouTubers, and it's just painful. Like my dad sent me this video of a guy selling toilet paper on a corner as if he was selling crack. And it's just like, no, it's just not even funny. Like I don't understand how people just have such low standards for humor. It's, oh God, I just, and then you see like the memes. I also just hate meme humor. It's like, here's, you know, cause one thing in stand-up is like, you don't want to do a premise that other people are always doing, you know, that's considered a hack. Like you don't want to do a joke that somebody else is doing because it might sound similar. And so that's how I'm wired. I hate memes because everything just harps on this one thing. And then it's just like, hey, here's something that somebody else created. And here, now you get to see it. And it's usually stolen, or something. Like the idea was stolen from somebody else. You know, and like you just have all these meme accounts that are usually promoting toxic traits, which, you know, like it or, you might think I'm taking this too seriously, but it does eat away at my subconscious, at least, and I would be surprised if it didn't at other people as well. You know, you have, like, memes that are projecting shit on people, like, here, I'll fucking find one on Instagram. Let's go to fucking white people humor, because you got a lot of just shit that's dumb. I mean, got my phone too close to the mic. Shit. You know what? It's never mind. I just realized that would require me to describe a picture I'm seeing. Anybody who knows what a meme is, I hope that you understand why I just can't fucking deal with them. It's just shit that's overexposed and people keep repeating, and I don't care to hear it. It's the same thing as like a top 40 hit. I get it. I know the song. I don't need to hear it anymore. It's not that creative or original. Just fucking move on and give me some better jokes. But you know, because another thing that I see is, you know, people that I respect, you know, college professors that I had, and then also people that I don't respect, but you know, that's a whole other thing. But you see a lot of people like posting, hey, if I'm isolating, if I'm in quarantine, do I still need to shave? Do I still need to do all these things? It's like, I don't know. Do whatever the fuck you would do normally. Like, the only way you get through a crisis like this is to stay upbeat and not totally just throw away your methods of like keeping yourself cleaned up. Like, you know, there are some people who thrive living in trash, but for people who normally take care of themselves, for them to be saying, hey, do I even need to shower anymore? Do I even need to, do I still need to wash my hands if I'm, you know, just staying at home? Like, do I need to, you know, do whatever? Yes. Fucking do it. Like, right now is, like, I think it's crucial that people focus on themselves right now and self-betterment in a time, just in the face of adversity. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? And I've even thought of writing some sanctimonious Facebook post until I remembered, hey, wait, no, that's sanctimonious. That'd be a really shitty trait to exhibit. So that's why I'm doing it on the podcast. That's because that's what podcasts are for. Podcasts are for extemporaneous ranting. And I mean, just fucking people, get it together. And I know it might sound weird coming from me. Like, I look like a fucking disheveled mess. I get confused for a meth head on a weekly basis. You know, it's like they think my acne scars are meth scabs. It's no. And yeah, like, I don't have the most kept up hair, but I have good hygiene. I take care of myself. I, you know, try to keep my place relatively clean. Needs a bit more work as of late, but you know, like, I'm planning on doing it. I'm not going to just fucking throw in the towel and be like, oh, well, I guess I'm a piece of shit now. Fuck everything. I'm just gonna throw away all like all that's good that's still left over from back when civilization existed. It's just, I mean, I do worry that once we are through this, we're going to see a bunch of people who have no idea how to really live. Like, things are going to be so off kilter. For one thing, I think people are going to be really horny after this whole thing's done, because it's going to be a lot of you know, forced chastity. You know, a lot of witches by atheists and heathens, and Yeah, no, like we're gonna be fucking like bunnies after this. Like it's just gonna be a huge orgy that will probably lead to another pandemic. It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be a lot of. I mean, not that sex is bad. I'm sex positive, but like, there's gonna be a lot of really irresponsible shit going on. We're probably gonna see a baby boom. And, which is like, if you'd think if Corona taught us one thing, it's that we have too many fucking people in the world. And this is the proof, you know, like Mother Nature wouldn't come up with a virus like this if we had just the right number of people, if maybe even too few. No, we have too many fucking people. And, you know, I made a joke about this on Instagram earlier this week. You know, like I think if there's any, I think like COVID-19 is not so bad if you think about how it probably delayed World War III. You know, like it probably delayed World War III by at least a couple years. I mean, just think about it. Like now, everybody, like all the heads of state in the world are focused on fighting coronavirus. We're not fighting against each other at the moment. Although I did see an article about Russian bots perpetuating the a lot of fake news and propaganda about how awful coronavirus is, just to keep people in hysterics. But also, it's like, it is pretty undeniable that Corona is a fucking pandemic and it is bad. So I don't really, I understand Russia being, you know, wanting to keep people upset, but I don't really think they needed to do that. I think we would have been doing it ourselves. But you know, but the point is like, we're not, Like even ISIS has called off attacks. Like that's a real thing. I think it's real. I heard about it, which is not a good indicator as to whether something's real. But you know, but if it is, it wouldn't be surprising to me that ISIS is calling off attacks just until we get this thing figured out. you know, but that's the point. Like we're going to be seeing less. Fewer violent attacks because of a fucking pandemic. Like what a great solution to nuclear holocaust that Mother Nature has provided us with. And yeah, like we probably about 500,000 people around the world are going to die. And that's a bummer, but it's also objectively for the best, because we have too many fucking people, and like a pandemic isn't like a really bad thing that happens when you have too many people. Like it's the pandemic is a way of preventing something worse from happening, such as a nuclear holocaust where everybody's in living in either a dystopian or authoritarian state. It's people are like, could you imagine if like there are nuclear bombs going off all around the world in like all these different countries? That would be fucking terrible. That would be, I think that would be worse than coronavirus. Because at least this is only, I mean, 500,000 people is that's a ton of people. But at least coronavirus doesn't come with radiation and doesn't give you cancer. Coronavirus just gives you COVID-19. That's the disease. That's where it ends. I mean, it'll probably mutate into COVID-20 or something. Or I don't know if they're I don't know if these diseases are named sequentially, but. But yeah, you know, you just gotta. There should be fewer people. in the world, and you know, just try to stay positive. That's all I really wanted to say. You know, I'm going to make a hard pivot here. I had a fantasy baseball draft yesterday, which is, you know, for who even knows why the fuck we did it, other than just to distract from coronavirus. You know, because like I don't think there's going to be a 2020 MLB season. I think at the earliest it would start mid-July, and they would probably start by playing in empty stadiums, and basically incrementally increase the number of people allowed into the ballparks, you know, on like a weekly or biweekly basis. But I also wouldn't be surprised to see the whole season just canceled. It's fucking wild. You know, the All-Star game for sure is not happening. At least in July, like it was planned. It's supposed to be at Dodger Stadium in LA. And what I could see happening is if the season starts, you know, like in July or something, or maybe in August, and we play a shortened season and there's a World Series and everything, and the World Series would still end, you know, in October, or maybe early November, I could see them having a post World Series All-Star game, which they used to do. Like Willie Mays was a 24-time All-Star despite playing in 22 seasons. The reason he got those extra All-Star nods was that from, I think it was from 1959 until 1960, like I think it just went on for four seasons, 1959, 60, 61, and 62, they played two All-Star games, one in at the midway point, halfway through the season, and then another one after the World Series. And then they stopped doing it because they're just like, okay, this is a little excessive and redundant. But I think it would make sense to have to postpone the All-Star game this year until after the World Series. Because at that point, hopefully, and again, this is all contingent on there being on basically having coronavirus contained to the point where we can have any baseball at all. So assuming that they're able to do that, you'd think that a November All-Star game would be a nice way to get people together, you know, with baseball and everything, and come out of this pandemic, you know, unified in some way. I don't know. Just riffing here. But I had a fantasy baseball draft yesterday because in my and 11 other guys' fantasy, we're going to have baseball this year. We did a draft, and it just felt like it didn't matter at all. It was just kind of bleak. We had a chat on Zoom, and which was fun because like it's the most face-to-face interaction I've had with anybody in the last couple weeks, and. It was just fun. Like people were just drinking beers and just chilling pretty much, just shooting the shit and being dudes. There wasn't really anything special that happened in the draft. It was just something that was a nice distraction from all the shit that's staring us in the face and keeping us from leaving our homes. I mean, most of us, fuck the people who are. I mean, like those fucking kids in Florida, there's already generational warfare between baby boomers and millennials, and just because millennials sounds like the word millennials, like it sounds like the way Gen Zers talk, but Gen Z isn't as sexy a word as millennial. So you get a lot of Gen Zs mislabeled as millennials and a lot of And then just the fact that millennials are millennials like I am, we just get grouped into this group of fucktards that are going to the beach in Florida and just and really deserve to be wiped out by a massive tidal wave. I mean, like I'm not for violence or capital punishment, but I really wish that I hope karma finds a way to take care of these people before they infect the rest of the country, because they're coming from all over and just going to the beach in Florida for spring break because they had the trip planned. Guess what? I had my trip to I was going to see King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard 5 times in Berkeley, California, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and then 2 more times in Denver, Colorado. That was supposed to happen in the second half of April and the first week of May. And guess what? None of that shit's happening for the time being. All the shit got postponed. And now I'm going to have to wait about 6 months until October when the rescheduled dates occur. And I can wait. That's fine. Like, now it just gives me something to look forward to. Because hopefully by then we'll have the corona somewhat contained enough to have shows. I've got some patience. What the fuck is up with these people? Like, do they not understand that they could just, aid humanity in preventing the spread of coronavirus? And I know, like, just a minute ago, I was saying how, it's good that we're getting corona because, overpopulation is a thing, and it's better to have a virus wipe us out than a bunch of than have nuclear warfare. But still, it's just fucking disheartening to see all these fucking kids who don't give a shit. And I know it's not the bulk of Gen Z. I think most of Generation Z, like, I understand this as a millennial who catches a lot of shit from older generations just perpetuating generational warfare. I get it. It's not most of you, but holy fuck, it is annoying to be confused with your generation. That's my point. But I don't even, it's not a generational thing. They're always going to be idiots. And in this country, especially, there are going to be more idiots, with each generation, because the most of the people that are procreating are fucking morons. The smart people have chosen to sterilize themselves or at least practice safe sex, live responsibly and don't have kids. But, what the fuck do I know? I'm just some fucking guy with an 800 credit score. And, I know how to live in hard times. Like, I fucking thrive when I'm faced with adversity. It's not the healthiest way to live when it's only when I'm met with so much pressure and a challenge that I'm able, like, that's the only time I'm able to really do well. But it's infuriating to see other people just give up and not even try and to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm doing fucking great. And one of the key reasons I'm doing so fucking great is that I don't have kids and I have no plans on having them. I'm actively planning not to have them. Once I can afford it, or once my insurance decides to cover them, I want to get a vasectomy. That would be an amazing 30th birthday present. Although, my 30th birthday is coming up in April, so I'm going to be celebrating it alone, or I'm preparing to. I know all elective surgery is off the books, or not off the books. It's off the table. It's not, doctors aren't doing that right now. But I would love to get a vasectomy once we got this whole coronavirus dealt with. That'd be nice. What a fucking time to be alive. Yeah, I hope I'm not sounding too negative. you know, I hope, like, because what I am is just disappointed with all these continuous outcomes of that. That's just the product of people's stupidity. I'm just perpetually disappointed, it seems. And for that reason, I am going to take some psilocybin mushrooms today. You know, like I haven't tripped since last October, when I had a somewhat terrifying trip, and it was a real bummer because it started great, and then like I thought I was dying, and then it felt like I died like 1,000 times, and that was fucking intense. And it's all because of people's stupidity. We have a lot of unhealthy people up here in the, really all over the country, but especially in the high desert. It's just like it on a normal day, like every half hour, it seems like there's always an ambulance going somewhere. 'Cause I live close to an ambulance dispatch place and just a couple miles down the road from a hospital, where all the people go to. So my specific location in Joshua Tree is not the best place to trip. But luckily, there haven't really been so many sirens, in the last few days with everybody being under quarantine. Seems like the people that need to be in the hospital are there already. So I feel like it's less likely that a siren comes up today and throws off my trip. And also I plan on tripping outside, just in my yard. I have a hammock. I might just lie in the hammock and look at the sky and just trip balls. But I'm going to do that after I'm done with this episode. I've decided, since I haven't eaten breakfast today, I'm going to make pancakes and then I'll just put the mushrooms, in the pancakes. And I'm not going to like cook them because that would possibly compromise the potency, but I'll just, you know, grind them up and sprinkle them like between the pancakes, like you do with butter. I mean, you don't grind butter up, but you put butter between each disc, so that it melts and every pancake you eat is all nice and buttery and delicious and a little salty. So I'm going to do that with mushrooms and, as well as butter. I'll still have them be nice and delicious. And I'll smother them with Nutella and possibly some boysenberry jam as well. Just really fucking up the sugar. It's not the healthiest thing to eat, but, I'm allowed to every now and again. I'll make something healthy for dinner. In fact, for dinner, I already have a fillet of salmon, that's thawing in the fridge. So I'll probably make some salmon yakisoba tonight. That's delicious. Put some broccoli, onions, stuff in there. And, I'm gonna have myself a time. I got carrots too. So I'm pretty much all set. Trying to think of what else there is to talk about, because right now we're only at about 29 minutes, and it feels like I've covered a lot. And I honestly think I have. I think this is going to be a short episode. I'm just going to leave you with this. Please stay safe. Please take this pandemic seriously, and just try to find something productive or creative that you can do on your own time in your own home, because this is a really optimal time for self-discovery, and just making something out of nothing. You know, you got to think back to like the Dust Bowl era, or really any time that anybody was faced with, that you've ever been faced with, you know, uncertainty or something terrifying. So I'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Desert Talk.